We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Anyway, here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. Vinny, FYI, Sarah says tour as tour.
Tour. I'm going on a tour. What's wrong with that?
Tour.
Tour.
Tour. Tour.
You say tour. Tour.
You know what? I don't know what I say until someone yells at me via text to tell me that I've just said everything wrong.
Tour.
I just talk. I just think that, you know, sometimes, yes, we have different ways of saying things. It doesn't
tour.
Mean you need tour. To catch a pile tour. Of crap each time.
Tour.
Tour.
Tour. Gosh, she sounds annoyed. Like, stop
tour.
Asking me how to say tour.
Tour.
I say tour.
Yeah, there you go. All these sauces and Heinz won't put regular ranch in a bottle. They only have tiny cups for restaurants and big dispensers at ballparks.
Ew, ew. I hate those big dispensers. I'm always like, ew.
Yeah, it's been around too long. You don't like it. I don't like it.
And what is it? Can't we update mustard technology to where there isn't a squirt of clear, bogus water that comes out first? Even when I shake the thing up, then the first squirt is always water. Yuck.
Well, you know, you got to go straight to the sink and let the first.
I know, but I'm sitting down, so now I squirt it onto my napkin, and I'm like, gross.
What a surprise. You guys aren't off for Cesar Chavez Day. Ha!
Yeah,
was that today?
To mean.
Well, apparently we get too many days off. Is Cesar Chavez Day today? Can someone check?
Yeah, I'll look. I'm looking at the holiday list right now, and they don't have it listed. So
because
I'm
it says it's Wednesday, March 31st.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh. Well, I believe we do get that off. So
yes,
good
we're
going to.
You're right.
And pencil that in.
Solidarity with our Mexican brothers and sisters. We're going to take the day off.
Perfect.
You know. I don't want to take any vacation until I'm vaccinated. I'm done with staycations. I really am.
I work at a private school, and even on Zoom, they have... This is from 415. I work at a private school, and even on Zoom, they have an entire day of school. I feel horribly for the kids who barely have any class. My niece and nephew go to public school here in the city, and it makes me so mad seeing the huge disparity.
Hmm.
Yeah, we go to public school, too, and it was my bright idea. She was going to a private school through... kindergarten, and then I was like, public school's great.
Yeah,
I went to public school. There's no reason why she can't go to public school. It'll be good for her.
We're already paying for it with our taxes. Why wouldn't we take advantage of it?
And I'm in radio. Like, yeah, we do very well, but I don't want, you know, we should be saving money.
Yeah, let's save that money for this tuition for our college tuition.
Right, except now I just don't know what we're gonna end up doing, because who knows what's going to happen here. Let's see. 650. Obesity was a risk factor for COVID death. Now Krispy Kreme is giving free donuts for vaccines. We'll never learn. I don't. That's not fair.
We won't. We'll never learn. It's
one donut a day isn't going to turn you, you know, affect your weight at all.
All right.
Will it?
I don't think that a donut a day is a great idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Those are so sugary.
Plus, who can stop at one? I'll take my free one.
Well, that's
the
okay. There it is. 415 says, hand to God, I thought Transylvania was a fictitious place.
I did too. I absolutely did. We talked about this yesterday, I think. We were talking about somebody's Transylvanian accent. And I was like, who even knows what that is? And then Vinny's like, it's a place in Romania.
Well, that's what I thought.
No, nah, it's not. No, no, you were right. Remember, isn't it?
I looked it up and I confirmed that it is in fact real, and it is where I thought it was.
I thought that definitely, because it's just the sound. I don't know what it is. I guess because I associate it with vampires, it just sounds fake. It's like Metropolis.
707 says, not all parents have been able to stay home. Latchkey kids are happening all over again. So yeah, they're more self-sufficient. Okay.
All right. That seems legit. You know, I was just talking to John about the vaccines. He says that not only are 50 and up eligible as of April 1st, but if you're under 50 and you live with someone over 50, we can take our kids with us that day. All of a sudden, if your parents are over 50 and you're 16, you can go too, which is great.
And so when
news.
You say, I would like you to give a vaccine to my kid, they will say, Miss, that boy, as you say, is taller than all of you. Yes. And you'll have to explain, yes, but he's still my child.
He's my little boy.
Right.
He's my little son. And he lives with me, so I'm over 50.
There you go.
There it is. Woohoo!
Let's see.
Vaccines for all.
I've heard that the Northern Lights are not as impressive in person as it is in pics.
I'll go along with
that. I hope
that.
You're wrong.
I've seen them. And
you have?
Well, when we were flying to Holland for, I'm not kidding you, 3 straight hours, I was on the right side of the plane, or on the correct side, because I was actually on the left side as you're facing the front. And I watched them out the window for 3 hours. And they were white-ish. They weren't the green color that you always see. They were just, but they were, I was like, is that what I think it is? And then the pilot, sure enough, said it didn't look anything like that. They were just white. Just ribbon of light. It was very cool, and it changed a lot. It did move, but I was like, huh. It's not really what I expected. I was expecting red and green. Maybe people are just tricking other people into thinking, you know, hey, I got to go north. I got to see that.
That's a bummer. I'm sorry to hear that. 510 says, Bryn has me on a Stevie B kick this morning.
Ooh.
All right, lucky.
Really?
Happy Friday, Alice fam. Tomorrow's my 40th birthday and part of my life since your beginning. Thanks for keeping us company every day. From Liz. Happy birthday, Liz.
Liz was 16 when we started this show.
Do something fun tomorrow.
She's 40 now. Mm-hmm. She was just a baby girl.
Is it me? Is it just me, or does Evanescence's new song sound like Creep?
Oh, let's hear it again. I didn't notice that.
I wonder which one they're talking about, though.
The second one.
The second one?
The second one you played.
How do you know that?
Is this it?
This is the second one I played.
Oh, then maybe it was the first one. Was the other one that you were just playing the first one?
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm
kind
a creep. I'm a weirdo.
Doesn't have the chord changes at the right time, though.
It doesn't. Oh, there we go, though.
Oh, yeah.
What am I doing here? I don't belong here. Cause I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? Yeah, it does kind of sound like it. What's the name of that one?
This one is called Wasted on You.
Yeah. That's, it is. It does feel like the chord changes. I know I'm not in sync with it, which sucks. Someday, Bryn, I'll be in sync with you
soon.
Again.
Yeah, very soon. I feel it coming.
Me too. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming.
925 says, have to agree with Sarah. I've enjoyed every extra minute I've gotten with my sons during the pandemic, knowing they will soon be off to college really soon.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm
my
really
oldest
trying to...
has blossomed and matured during this time.
Aww.
Not sure why, really, but it's been a joy to see.
Huh.
That's good. Yeah, there's no doubt some of the stuff that we've been able to do at home has been great for my family, but there's also a lot of...
There's a lot of crap, too.
Yeah, I mean, I want them to go outside. I want them to play. I want the doorbell to ring and the kid to run out the door without going, oh, my mask, hold on. You know?
Yes.
That sucks. Let's see here. Oh, here's one. Oh, shoot. Where did it start?
Oh, ghetto.
Anyway, they're suggesting why not try some white noise machine to help block out the noise and help you sleep without wearing the earplugs. I guess I could try that. I didn't know earplugs were going to cause me to have all kind of weird infections.
Well, they might not, Vinny. You know, some people just produce a lot of earwax, and also maybe they go to bed with wet ears and stick the ear. I mean, I don't know. Just make sure you dry your ear balls out, and you'll be all set.
Earholes. Oh, here it is. Sorry, Vinny. I wore foam earplugs for years for my snorer wife, and last year started getting repeat ear fungus infections.
Gross.
Ah, recommended use of swimmer's ears drops to kill the fungus and bacteria. It's a thing. Mm. Ah, this is the first I've heard of it.
And that was the most bogus video I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I had to watch it like 12 times to really wrap my mind around it. Gross. Does it get grosser? They're pulling little mushrooms out of their ears. Bogus.
Painter here. I'm up on Charlie Mountain in Santa Cruz Mountain, and it's beautiful. Thanks for spring love. Ooh. Oh, look at that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Stevie, spring love. It's the right time of year to play spring love.
It sure is. Someone liked my gagging. I don't know why you'd like gagging. I was about to barf when I heard
that. When were you gagging?
That.
Oh, about the ear thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Sarah, do you watch Dr. Pimple Popper?
I have. Absolutely. Okay. You watch
so
that?
So have I. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why that's so fascinating.
I don't
pimples,
either.
But I can't. I'll go down a rabbit hole with that.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And I know. I actually feel bad about myself for liking it so much. I'm like, God, that looks so satisfying. Yeah, we got to open that cyst up right there. That's we've got to. Yeah,
there's
let's
this one guy
that.
Who had a whole entire ball on his arm, and it was like 10:30. Like, Dad, go to bed. He goes, I have to watch this ball get removed. And then I got stuck watching it. I was like, oh, and then now
so they took out a chunk, or there was pus in it.
They took out a chunk. It was like nice. She popped it, and then she took out the sack. Is what she calls it.
Oh, the sack. Oh. <yeah. laughs> Well, there you go. Now the people who like Vinny's gagging sounds get a little more of that.
They have a show about feet, which I've not watched at all.
Well, do they wear face masks when
they
extract
wear a shield.
Stuff?
They wear shields. She wears a shield sometimes.
Because I could see that like bursting out.
Oh, hell yeah. Who hasn't hit a mirror with a pimple? Mess. Come on. Come on. Now that stuff's under pressure. You got to be careful.
Pressure.
Pussing down on me.
Started and finished watching Ted Lasso last night. Totally worth the exhaustion today.
Yeah.
Wow.
I might go back and watch that again. I feel like we rushed it. I love that show. What a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. It's nice to hear they're making more.
Yeah. I think they're filming right now.
Happy Friday. Thanks for everything y'all do. HYGL.
Oh,
that's nice of you to say. Thank you.
Our listeners are pretty nice people. They're kind. Ish. Most of them. Good folks.
My mom, calm, conservative woman, took off her earrings when I got in the car after getting attacked. Nothing ever happened, but she was adorable with her first response to throw off her earrings. Love my mom. What? Does any of that make sense?
No.
Usually people take off their earrings when they're about
to fight.
Yeah. So
that was around the time of the boxing glove story.
Oh, because of the lady who went with the boxing glove. This is a mom who said that she took off her earrings like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in there and help you.
Where's the kid?
Wow. Mom, getting ready. Let me pull these earrings off because I'm going to throw.
That's a good mom. I mean, she's ready.
Yeah, I don't like
moms
it.
Moms need to be ready for everything.
Not a fist fight.
They need to be ready, though.
Not a fist fight with
they
a teenager,
need to be,
I should
they
say.
They need to be ready.
And
the
Nicole
kid comes at you,
up,
you
got to
defend
pillows.
Yourself. Yeah. Nicole's pillow
My pillow
fist.
Hands.
Oh, that feels gonna, good.
She's
going
to love you to death.
Oh, right here in the shoulder. That's right there. Thank you. Oh, perfect. A lot of people wrote in because they love Arrested Development. One of the stars passed away, and
right, Lucille Bluth, but I don't have her name. Jessica Walters, Jessica Walter, wasn't pluralized Walters.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
John and I started having a conversation about Arrested Development because I sent him the link to the story, like, oh, and we might have to watch that again. Because they added a couple like extra seasons. Like there were some specials that dropped on Netflix a couple years back. And I don't think we ever circled back and watched those.
I don't think I did either. I think that sometimes, unfortunately, a show will, if there's a break in the action, it shakes you.
Mm-hmm.
And you never get that momentum back.
Yeah.
I loved this show called The Killing. It was, I don't know how many years ago, but it was starred the redhead lady. That's a great job. And some skinny guy. And I'm familiar with both of them.
Yeah, sure.
Who knows? I loved the first season so much. And then for some reason, there was like not, it wasn't sure they were going to get picked up. And then it got picked up late and it just never re-caught
that momentum. On a different network, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It never got its momentum back. Anyway, that's all for text, everyone. Thanks so much for sharing with us. We'll be back after these.
Sarah. And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Friday. Oh, Friday. Oh, Friday. Feeling it. I'm going to go take a nap so I can party tonight with the happy hour.
All right.
Are we doing that, Bryn? Are you seeing any conflicts? I know you got a three-year-old you're under.
Yeah, I mean, there's not an official plan for time as usual.
There never is. There never is, right.
Normal.
If we do it, we'll do it sometime around 5 o'clock. Join us on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I hope you guys get good and ripped.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a while since I've been good and ripped. I might actually try to do that tonight.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go cocktails instead of beer.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Just get right to the good stuff. Spanx?
Yeah, show us your Spanx again.
Oh, I missed that. I showed them my Spanx. It wasn't a thing. I heard
it was actually a full nude boob show.
Where's Nicole when I need her? Nowhere.
I don't know.
It was Spanx. Anyway.
I gotta go, though. So you guys have a great one, and I hope you have fun tonight on the show.
Have a great weekend. V-Hale's up next, and then our Janie, who made a special guest appearance. Thanks for getting up early to do that.
Thanks, Jane.
I know you were probably already awake, but, you know. Everyone visit Transylvania, so saith Jane, our goth queen. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.